Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eves, and this week we're diving deep into the fuel that drives us towards our goals, ambition. We're asking the crucial question, how bad do you want it? Let's get into it. Ambition is a word that can often evoke different reactions. From some, it's representing drive, passion, and the pursuit of excellence. For others, it might conjure images of ruthless competition or a relentless pursuit of power. But at its core, ambition is simply a strong desire to achieve something great. So this episode is about exploring the true meaning of ambition, understanding its power, and harnessing it in a healthy and authentic way. It's about being real and raw about our desires and the work required to achieve them. We all think about different ways of incorporating ambition into our life, how we can be more ambitious. We'll explore the difference between healthy and unhealthy ambition, discuss how to define your own personal version of success, and just go with the fact that you can align your ambition with your values. So we'll be raw and very honest about the sacrifices and challenges that come with pursuing ambitions, goals, but also celebrate the satisfaction and fulfillment that comes with achieving your goals. So when you work hard, play hard. It's a combination. So let's dive into it. Let's unpack this thing called ambition. How bad do you want it? How bad do you see yourself accomplishing your goals? What does ambition really mean? It's not just about wanting to be rich or famous. It's about having a clear vision for your future and burning desires to bring that vision to life. It's about being willing to put in the hard work, overcome obstacles, and persevere through all challenges. It's about having a deep sense of purpose and commitment to achieving your full potential. So healthy ambition is driven by internal motivation, a desire for personal growth, and a passion for making a positive impact. Now, unhealthy ambition, on the other hand, it's often driven by external validation. I'm here to tell you, validation is for parking. A need for power or control, or a fear of failure. It can lead to burnout, stress, and strained relationships. So take a moment to reflect on your level of ambition. How is that looking? How's everything going? So first off, let's figure out, how do you cultivate healthy ambition and keep your eyes on the prize? Let's go over some key factors. So the first thing you want to do is define your own success. What does success mean to you personally? It's important to define your own terms, and don't let society ever dictate how you feel and what success should look like for you. Your success should be based off of your vision and your vision board and what your dreams look like for you personally. So look inward versus outward. Validation is for parking. So align your ambition with your values. Make sure your goals are aligned with your core values. Keep that integrity. Don't move away. Don't feel that you have to do what the next person is doing, what your friend is doing, what your relatives are doing. Focus on your personal core values. So this will ensure that your pursuit of success is meaningful and very fulfilling. And when you're setting those goals and when you're being ambitious, set clear and specific goals. Having clear goals gives you a roadmap to follow, and it helps you stay focused. I'm focused, man.
All right. So break down your goals into smaller steps. So this makes you feel less overwhelmed and you're more likely to achieve them. I know you've heard me say that in previous episodes, but it's real and it works. And I've done this on so many occasions, and it's a new year. So I'm breaking my goals down and I'm setting my realistic goals just like you. Been there, done that. It's the same formula. You keep repeating that formula. So break those large goals into mini goals that you can accomplish, and celebrate when you do accomplish those mini goals. So you want to develop, this one is key when we're talking about ambition, a strong worth ethic. That's right. Ambition without action is just a dream. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Ambition without action is just a dream. So stop dreaming and start doing. Be willing to put in that work, put in the hard work required to achieve your goals. So do that. Understand that you have to work for what you want. Your work ethic is going to show up with you accomplishing your goals. So if you lack ambition, focus on ways where you can be more ambitious. Focus on your mindset. What are some of those things that you have that's limiting your thinking? What are those limited beliefs? And just work on overcoming those. Start there. That's a starting point. But ambition and work ethic, they go together. They're dating. They're in a serious relationship. So embrace challenges and setbacks. That's a part of ambition and being resilient. So view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, and don't let setbacks discourage you. It's like you falling down, we fall down, but you have to get back up. It's just like riding a bicycle, learning how to ride. You fall off, but you have to get back on that bicycle and keep riding. So get back up. Don't get discouraged. Stay in the race. Maintain a healthy work-life balance. That's critical as well. So don't let your ambition consume you. You have to prioritize your well-being, relationships, and your personal life. So I'm huge on work-life balance. Like, my work ethic is like off the chart. I'm very ambitious, but my personal life is also very balanced and very fulfilled. I believe the two have to be leveled out. So if I'm going all in for work or anything that I'm working on, I'm definitely going to go all in my personal life and make sure that everyone is taken care of, everyone is secured, including myself, and that I'm able to have those fulfilling and loving relationships. So that's important to me, just balancing that out. So you have to do the same, especially when you're being ambitious and you have, you know, your focus, you have your eyes on the prize, and you're just all in, you're focused. But you want to also make sure that you cultivate your personal life as well. You don't want to be all work and no play. Don't do it. So once you do accomplish some of your goals, you want to celebrate your progress, acknowledge and celebrate those achievements, no matter how small. That would definitely keep you motivated and inspired to do more and keep going. So let's talk about it. Ask yourself this question: how bad do you want it? This is the ultimate question. Are you willing to make necessary sacrifices and put in the necessary effort? That's the question for today. How bad do you want it? And ambition can mean so many different things to so many different people. Ambition is the spark that ignites your greatness. It's the driving force behind your progress, the engine of your dreams, the heartbeat of your achievements. To be ambitious is to believe in something greater than what is, to see possibilities where others see limits. They see you limited, but you have to see possibilities and to pursue your goals with passion and determination. But remember, ambition isn't just about climbing ladders or chasing success. It's about living with purpose. It's about setting meaningful goals and challenging yourself, inspiring yourself, and bringing out the best in you. It's about striving not only for what you want, but also who you want to become along the way. So how bad do you want it? How ambitious are you? Just focus on that. How do you cultivate this thing called ambition and staying focused so that you can accomplish your dreams, overcome the obstacles and roadblocks that get in your way, just charge straight through and just stay focused as you navigate the challenges of a goal-driven life? So what does that look like for you? What does your mindset look like? Are you ready to shift your mindset and your habits? Because those are fueled by sustainable ambition. So how to turn your dreams into actionable goals and strategies for achieving them? Because remember, with a vision and no work and no ambition, it's just a dream. So you want to focus on what are your strategies? How are you going to attack your goals? Remember, segment by segment, small achievable goals that lead up to the larger goal, and have that balance between pursuing ambition and maintaining your well-being. Some people get lost in the sauce, so they're so focused on the goal and they just forget about their mental well-being, and also just being grounded in mindfulness and having that mental health. Don't get lost in the sauce. You want to be very balanced out with that, because being ambitious, it's all a process, and it's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent. It's not about having all of the answers. It's about being willing to learn and grow. So ambition, it doesn't demand that you have it all figured out. So when you're thinking about, oh my goodness, I just don't know yet. I don't know where to start. I haven't made any goals. That's a part of being ambitious. You know that you're destined for greatness, and you just want to get out there and you just want to start working towards something. That's what ambition is all about. So you may not have it all together. You may not have it all figured out, but you have to get started. You have to get moving, because ambition is the only way that you can accomplish your goals. So it only asks you to start, take the next step, and then keep going. Because once you start, once you put yourself out there, you're going to discover more answers for your goal setting and more areas of opportunities. But you won't get those answers and you won't know what those areas of opportunities are until you start working towards your goal. I can't tell you how many times where I had this big goal and this big vision, and once I set out those mini goals and I got on the path and I'm like doing it, and I see like, whoa, I see things that I didn't envision. Like, I see things I didn't know it would be like this. So as you get there, you have to pivot. And when you pivot, you try something else. So you're actually exploring other possibilities that you didn't think of initially because you didn't start yet. So once you start, you on your way to accomplish those greatness, and you can learn more things and you can have more resources. Because you don't know, that's okay. Get going and get started, and you can learn along the way. Sometimes we want to have the perfect roadmap. Well, hello, the road has a lot of twists and turns. So even if you have the perfect map, it's definitely not going to get you all the way there. It's going to have some things that you don't see on that map, because that's how life works. A lot of curveballs, a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns. But you have to understand how to pivot and navigate accordingly. So how bad do you want it? What sacrifices are you willing to make? And also understand that this journey that you're on, it's for you. So this is your time to dream bigger, work harder, and reach higher. Whether you're just beginning to tap into your potential or you're looking to elevate your life to new heights, this is your call to action to get inspired, draw inspiration, and encourage yourself. Get the resources that you need to thrive. The world needs ambitious people like you who dare to imagine a better future and are bold enough to create it. So let this be your companion as you pursue your goals and unleash your unlimited potential. So this is your call to action to step up your level of ambition. How bad do you want it? What's one thing that you're truly ambitious about? And how bad do you want it? And what steps are you willing to take to achieve it? That's the question. And remember, this is your own personal journey. There's no comparison here. You're staying in your lane and you're just going to work on your level of ambition. And if you're already ambitious, that's awesome. We all could stand to be a little more ambitious and work on achieving other things in our life. Thank you for joining me, beautiful souls, on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, keep your eyes on the prize, align your ambition with your values, and never stop pursuing your dreams. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.